Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I don't know about you, but in the last 2 years, I have literally felt that every single day feels like about a minute, and that same day can feel like a year. And I've been asking many people about this, and they also agree. And it's been going on for about the last 2 years. And so today I want to talk about how time is the greatest illusion, and how many of us are making decisions that might not be the best decisions for ourselves based on this illusion. Let's talk about time. What is time, and how does it impact us positively and negatively? It's been interesting lately because literally it seems like things go together. It almost feels like 1 year is one day. And that same day can feel like a year. And so I want to begin talking about the time perspective. Time perspective. And I know that the show is Live Your True Life Perspective, so I find that this is very helpful. And the time perspective relates to whether and how we focus on our past, the present, or our future. And when we make those decisions, and when we make decisions, and when we actually take actions. Time perspective impacts everything. It impacts our health, what we do for our health, our sleep when we go to sleep, our romantic partner that we choose, if we go back to school, if we don't, if we have educational achievement, if we don't, whatever we choose. And I find that this is very interesting because it really is what we're focusing on. And it determines a lot of our decision making. Because time can force us into something that we don't necessarily want. Time, and the illusion of time, can make us feel like we have to do this right now. Time is of the essence. I can't miss out on this. Oh my God, I got to do it right now, right now, right now. You may be having somebody push you into a relationship right now. You got to decide right now. We got to do it right now. You got to make the decision right now. You got to move forward right now. You got to hurry up or I'm not going to be around much longer. And how is that making you feel? Probably not very good. It's probably stressing you out. And you're trying to get some sort of ground, and you're trying to understand what you want to do, but all in all, you're getting confused, you feel like you're being manipulated, which you probably are. And you're needing to make decisions on what to do. You know, Einstein actually thought that time is just the fourth dimension. Einstein didn't think that there was anything special with the past or the future. And I find that very interesting. I find it very interesting how there's this tendency of us to put all of this energy on time. And let's go back to who created time, because I think this is very important to understand as well, because when we understand that, we kind of understand how arbitrary it really is. The measurement of time began with the invention of sundials. Do y'all remember those sundials? You can buy those sundials. Some people put them in their garden now. They're little tiny little sundials. And those were invented in Egypt prior to 1500 BC. The time the Egyptians measured was not the same time as today's clocks measure. So it was a basic unit of time based on the period of daylight. So, that's interesting. I mean, that's very interesting. And you could say that according to the standard Big Bang model, that time began together with the universe approximately, 14 billion years ago. But time is pretty arbitrary. And time is very interesting how we can see time differently. We can see events differently. We can process events differently. You and I might have been in the same situation, but we thought one thing took place before the other. because it's so close together. And how do you know what happened first? Everybody has a different account of the situation. But does the different account mean it's wrong? Or does it mean that it's all happening at the same time? You know, the flow of time is subjective and not objective. And when you start getting into time and you start thinking about like Einstein's thought about the fourth dimension, time has its own kind of way of doing things. It can ebb and flow. And so there's definitely a concept of psychological time, right? If it's in its own dimension, you can have the psychological time. And if you think about psychological time, what is psychological time to you? What does that mean to you? And psychological time is the product of the mind more than a reflection of natural chronometric order. It's temporal dimensions such as duration, the pace, and the order of perceived and internal events. So it's temporal dimensions such as the duration of something, the pace of something, and the order of something happening. And that's all, it can all be psychological time. It's a product of the mind, how long something lasted, how short something was, when something took place, in what order did it happen. That's why it can be very confusing to remember what happened first. What were the situations, what were the events that took place riding up to a situation? Many of you may be in some relationships where there's a lot of water under the bridge, or there's a lot of events that took place. Maybe you're in a relationship where you were in that relationship at one time and then back into that relationship again, and there's been years that have transpired in between, and trying to remember what actually took place. And it's interesting how the brain will play tricks with us. Is it really playing tricks or is it not? But it's interesting how two people can see things very different. So with that in mind, and with understanding that sundials at one time were what dictated time, okay, woohoo, okay, I mean, that's an interesting invention, but really, that's what we're going by? So why do we allow time to control us? Why do we inherently allow time to control us? Because it's asinine. And I understand, first off, many of you are going to say, okay, wait, Ashley, come on, hold up a second. I gotta go to this meeting at 1 o'clock. Or I gotta be at work at 9 a.m. on the dot. Or I gotta take my child to school at 7:30 a.m. I get that. I understand. But that's the necessary time evils, right? That's the necessary time evils that we have to deal with. And that's what makes it so challenging. Because some things operate on this absurd time. Some things operate on this idea that we've created that somehow or not tells us what time of day it is or night. But there has to be a division between those necessary time evils and actually looking at our life in a different way. Because I feel that sometimes we can rush into something. I think sometimes we can hold back from something. I think we can avoid things as well based on time. And so let's begin to look at that bigger picture. Let's begin to look at that bigger picture because I think all of us need to reconcile with some issues that we have with time. And I think it's interesting too, like, how time impacts us. I think it's interesting how people make themselves older. People make themselves younger based on time. Some people, oh, well, I'm turning 75 years old next week. It's like, no, you're not. No, you're not. Or I've been living here in this house for 15 years. No, you haven't. You haven't even been living in that city for 15 years. And it's interesting how somebody can take that and make it a certain time. What about younger? What about younger? Somebody can make themselves younger on purpose because of the sound of, oh, how that age sounds. Oh, God, I don't want to be that age. Oh, my God, at 40? Oh, how does 40 sound to you? Oh, 35. right? But, I mean, what does 35 mean? What does 40 mean? And what does that mean about how we look at our life? Many of you are at that point where you're judging everything in your life based on your age. You're judging your marital status. You're judging the money in the bank, how much there is. You're judging if you have a child or not. You're judging all these different things. Judgment, 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 judgment all the time. Lots of judgments based on time. I remember a specific client one time that came in. This was pre-COVID. I know, right? Everybody uses that as the timeline now, right? Pre-COVID? The pre-COVID time. This was pre-COVID. I mean, it was like this place of milk and honey, you know, the pre-COVID. Oh, that was pre-COVID. Yep. And everybody knows what that is. So let's go back to this was pre-COVID when I was seeing clients in my office. And I remember this client saying, you know, I am 54 years old and I am over the hill and I don't even know why I'm here because, you know, I'm going to die soon. And I'm like, you're going to die soon? I mean, wow. Do you have some sort of, you know, rare disease or you have some sort of terminal disease? No. Okay. How healthy are you? Oh, I'm pretty healthy. Okay. So why are you going to die soon? Oh, I'm 54. Really? Last time I looked, I didn't think 54 was old, but last time I looked, I didn't think 100 was old either. I mean, 100 is like, it's like a flash in the pan. I mean, to me, it's like 100 years old can feel like 100 years or it can feel like 100 days. It's really the way you look at it. I mean, what do we have to do today? What do we have to do tomorrow? What's important about that? And so, how are you judging yourself based on your age? And how are you judging yourself based on where you are in life based on your age? Right? Because age is a form of time. Age is a form of time. Right? And so, how do you look at time? So how are we allowing our past into our entire life? Many of you right now are allowing your past to take over your life. You're allowing your past to take over. You're allowing your past to manipulate and control you on every level. You look at that past and that past defines you. That past defines you. And when our past defines us, it keeps us in turmoil. When our past defines us, it keeps us questioning our reality. When our past defines us, it makes us question our reality. It's a really interesting situation that's taking place that often we don't see it. And it's something that we need to analyze. It's something that we need to see happening in our life right now. We need to understand it and accept it and be able to make changes to that so we don't keep going down the slippery slope, judging ourselves based on our past and not making changes and realizing that we are not our past. We are not our past, except for when we define our day as our past. That's where we lose sight of our truth. So stay tuned. I have more coming up. We're going to be talking about time, the illusion, and how it's been impacting you and how to make those changes in your life with some real solution. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. You got it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majoring in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I don't know about you, but in the recent years, the last couple of years, one day can seem like 1 minute, and that same day can feel like a year. And given that concept, and I know that many of you are feeling that same way, time is interesting. Time might be just the biggest illusion that we've ever lived our life according to. And I think many of you have kind of stumbled upon this, thought about this, whether you have studied quantum physics, quantum mechanics, or whether or not you just feel a certain way, or certain things have happened where you've seen things that don't make sense. And time is that greatest illusion, and many of us are living in that illusion, creating our fears and stress and anxiety, and making decisions based on these fears and how that impacts us based on our time perspective. And this is very important to analyze our time perspective. And what is your time perspective? You know, it relates to whether we focus on that past, the present, or future, and how we're making our decisions and how we're taking actions based on that perspective of our time, how much time we have, what we can do with our time, is time on our side, is time not on our side, and how we allow our past, present, and future to literally define us, control us, and manipulate us into doing things that we might not necessarily need to do. I know that there's a lot of folks out there that want to get married no matter what. No matter what, I want to get married no matter what. Even if that person might not be perfect for me, but you know what, I'm getting older and I don't want to be alone. And nobody's going to want to pick somebody my age. This is going to be horrible. I don't want to do this. But is that the case? But it's like you're creating all this fear. You're creating all this fear, and it's impacting you in such a way that it's making you stress out. It's making you create anxiety. It's creating anxiety for you. Remember, Einstein talked about how time is the fourth dimension. There's nothing special about the past and the future. Not at all. So why do we keep defining by that? So I was talking about right before the break, I was asking you questions. You know, why is it that we judge ourselves based on time, based on the amount of money we have in the bank by this time? Do we have children by this time? Are we married by this time? All these are very interesting questions that need to be looked at and resolved. And why do we stress and freak and fear in that situation? Why do we rush into a situation because of the time? Why do we hold back from a situation because of our past and how that impacts us and why we avoid certain situations? So let's begin to really look at that big picture. And we got a lot of time here to do that. So whether you're listening in the car, you're listening to this live on the radio or later on in the podcast, perhaps you're at the gym, maybe you're walking around the block or just sitting in your office or at your house, all is good. But let's look at the big picture and look at the judgment and how age is a form of time and how we judge ourselves by this time, this linear time. And how are we allowing our past to impact our entire life? How do we allow our past to have that power over us, to control us, to manipulate us, to kind of wheel us into these types of situations, to make us believe certain things are impossible or not impossible, to make us worry, to make us fear? And these are very good questions to ask yourself. These are very good questions to begin to ask yourself. And I want you to think about that. Where is time creating havoc in your life? Okay? Where is time creating havoc in your life? Is it because you've made a judgment call saying, well, I can't go back to school because I'll be this age when I go back to school? Or, you know, is it because you want to have another child and you're worried? What's the impact? Go get the health test. Go find out. Will it be healthy? If so, then what does it matter what the actual age is that you have this child at? Whether it's marriage. I haven't been married. I've never been married. I'm 40 years old. What does that say about me? Oh, my God. That says a lot about me. Does it say a lot about you? Or does it say that you just hadn't met the right person yet? I want you to think about this. When we return, I'm going to be talking about ways of looking at time and how to really structure this so it doesn't take over our life. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
USA News Update. President Biden expected to meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the debt ceiling.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy immediately pretty much responding on Twitter to that invitation about a meeting at the White House, saying, quote, President Biden, I accept your invitation to sit and discuss a responsible debt ceiling increase to address irresponsible government spending.
Capitol Hill reporter Julie Serkin. Earlier, the president had said he wasn't going to negotiate with Republicans on raising the debt ceiling. Former President Trump warning Republicans not to cut entitlement programs as part of their negotiations. In a video message, he said under no circumstance should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security. He said cuts should be made in foreign aid, immigration programs, and climate extremism. Today marks the 25th anniversary of the Monica Lewinsky-Bill Clinton scandal, the story leaked by the Drudge Report, becoming the first major scandal to break in the age of the Internet. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about time and how time is the biggest illusion. Many of you lately have probably been feeling that that day feels like a minute, as well as that day can feel like a year. With that in mind, that means that we are in tune to something that's, well, not being told to us, is not explained to us. We're being told to continue to live by that 24 hours a day, 7 day a week quotient. You live your life by that. You live your life by your age, the age that you are, and you make decisions based on that age. And that age will define you, and you will feel bad about yourself. You may look good upon yourself. You may, oh, I have more money in the bank than most people do at the age of 40. Or you may look at yourself and be like, wow, I am literally broke at the age of 40. Many of you may say that, oh my God, I can't get married. I haven't married. When am I ever going to get married? How is this ever going to happen for me? I can't believe this. Age is defining you. And you're allowing it to define you. You're judging yourself based on these things. And not looking at life in a different way. I believe that time is one of the biggest bill of goods that we have bought into that does not work for us. I think it's one of the biggest bill of goods that holds us back from what we want to do in life. I think it's one of the biggest shames that many of us deal with in our life because, quite honestly, it is based on something that's really just not there. It's an idea to try to keep things in order. I mean, I get it. I mean, some of you say, well, I have to be at a meeting at 5 o'clock. It's not fair. I just want to throw time out completely. And I understand that's one of the necessary time evils. I understand that. I get it. But in the process, we've got to start dislocating some of these things. I mean, by the fact of you can have this time thing that you have to do as far as, you know, your child has to be at school at XYZ time. You might have to do that Zoom call at XYZ time. I get it. I understand you have to be in that meeting with your boss. I understand that, and I get that, and I'm not telling you to not go. I'm darn sure not telling you not to go, but what I'm saying is we need to disconnect some of our time as far as our time belief. Our time perspective. We can't base our whole life on the same timeline that we base the time that we had to pick up the child. Okay, I get it. You have to pick up the child at school. I understand that. But how many things are you rushing through life based on time? I mean, it's funny. I used to say, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough. What do you mean I don't have enough time? I have all the time in the world and I have no time. So what does it mean? And I've also realized it's interesting when people make themselves older. And I don't know about you, but quite honestly, I do know that when people have made themselves older and older and older, day after day, year after year, and they're constantly talking about their age, and they're constantly saying it, and they're constantly talking about it, they do look older. They do. It's just a life thing, because they believe it. If I believe something wholeheartedly, then it's going to be true. I mean, you know, it's interesting. Life gives you what you want. And I mean, sometimes it's hard. I mean, I agree with you. Sometimes it's hard. You know, success and money and stuff like that can be challenging. But, you know, it's also based on our thoughts. And I get it. You know, I came from a household that, you know, there wasn't a lot of financial talk. There wasn't a lot of financial talk success. Success was mostly based on helping people or education and helping people. And so, you know, when I was growing up, I knew that education was important and helping people was important. But I didn't understand the fact that finances were important and having some sort of stability was important. I didn't really think about that because it wasn't ingrained. And so there's a lot of things where I feel like I've been kind of working, you know, double time trying to get that going on. But again, that goes back to how I was raised. That goes back to my psychological impact of how I was raised. I mean, you know, if I would have known that, you know, money comes and money flows and those types of things and how to do that back when I was young, that could have been very interesting. That's not how I was raised. And so, again, that's me and my psychological impact and the thoughts and feelings that I have that resonate and create my reality. So I want to jump in real quick and look at this. So first off, how is your age currently impacting you? Is it impacting you in a good way, a bad way, a neutral way? If it's good, how is that good? But you have to be careful with that, because what happens is, let's just say that you're 25 and you say, well, I'm 25 and I'm doing well and this is good. You're going to usually judge yourself based on your age because you're already judging yourself based on your age. You're already going there. You're already doing that. And that's not going to be very helpful. That's not going to be very helpful. So we have to disengage from that as soon as possible, because if we continue to think about age, we're going to have some problems. You know, I find it interesting, like, with animals. Animals don't think about age. Buddy doesn't think about age. Buddy's not over here looking at me going, okay, this is how old I am. This is how I feel. I'm getting feeble or whatever like that. No, no, it's humans that talk about age, right? It's humans that talk about age. That's the key. So how is that possible? So it's interesting how it's about the concept of what we look at, how we define what that means, and then how does that impact us? And then how do we judge that? What's the judgment call? So think about that. Have you judged yourself adversely based on your age? And how have you done it? How are you currently doing it? When did you do it last? When did you make a judgment call on yourself last? When did that happen last? When was that? Think about it. Analyze it. Look at it. When have you made a judgment call about a work responsibility or a job change based on your age? When was the last time you thought about maybe going back to school, but you changed your mind because of your age? What about the impact of the things that you haven't achieved at this age? And how does that impact you and keep you in a situation where you don't feel comfortable or you feel unhappy or you feel like life is passing you by? How does that work for you? How does that impact you? I've had clients that have stayed in jobs where they say, hey, there's no chance of moving up. There's no chance of changing. I'm here because I'm worried that I'm too old, that I'm not going to get hired anywhere. And I say, well, first off, us holding on to that alone is a problem. First off, us holding on alone to that is a problem in its own right. It just is. And in the same respect, it's like, okay, we have to really analyze this. We have to look at it. We have to see it as it is. We have to see how we're holding ourselves back. What does it matter that you haven't achieved this at this time in your life? Because why does it mean, what's so important about achieving it right now in this moment? Why is that so important? Why is that the end-all be-all? Is it because you're judging yourself based on other people and their age, or is it because you've already said that by this age, I should have done this? And it's interesting how we have like terms and sayings like late bloomer. They were late to bloom. What does that mean, late bloomer? I think many of us were defined that, you know, growing up. It's like, well, you know, they were just late to bloom. Just late to bloom. But really? Why are you defining me as a late bloomer? What's wrong with me? What does that mean? Are you supposed to like bloom early and then fizzle out? No, I think that's interesting. It's like you're just supposed to bloom early and fizzle out. I think that some people, and I'm not talking down about any person that I'm talking about, but some people, you know, they do stuff early in life and then they retire and then what do they have? And some people do things later in life and they do it all the way through their life. It just depends on how you look at life and how you look at, I mean, what's the idea of retiring in that moment? And I think retirement for many of us is not even an option anymore. So we need to take that off the table, too. So many of you might be saying, well, I should have been retired by now. So-and-so's retired, and they're 10 years younger than me. Seriously? Who cares what so-and-so's doing? But why do we sit there and fixate on that, and then why do we downplay our life? We downplay our life based on age. Based on age completely. I mean, like, we allow certain diseases to be okay because, they're older. Think about it. Think about how we allow diseases to be okay because of age. So if somebody, let's say somebody has a heart attack at the age of 21, oh my God, that's devastating. And it's horrible, but come on. But if they're 60, oh well, huh. Yeah, I can see that. Really? Why is that? Because it's okay if you're older to be sick. Do you see how we define that? But why is that the case? It doesn't make any sense. Children can have stress. Adults can have stress. But why is it easier to understand when an adult has stress than a child has stress? Why is that easier? Oh, because they're older. I understand the responsibility factor, but okay, but think about it. Why does the age make everything okay or not okay? What is that? And what are the things that you haven't achieved that you beat yourself up over? What are those things that you haven't achieved that you beat yourself up over? Think about that. What are those things? What are those things? And then look at the things that we want to accomplish and the fear of not accomplishing them. What does that fear look like? What does that fear look like? The fear of not accomplishing. What does that look like to you? How bad is that pain? How bad is that suffering? Where is that fear coming from? I want to accomplish this so bad, but I have the fear of not doing it. And usually there's a fear of not accomplishing it, not getting through it, not doing it. But then there's a fear of time, right? How am I going to have the time to do it? How am I going to have time? I hear that often. I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to do the hobby I want to do. I don't have time to go to that painting class. I don't have time to go back to school. I just don't have time. But what do we have time to do? What does it really mean then? What do we actually have time to do? Do we have time to do anything? Like I said earlier, we have all the time in the world and we have none of the time. So it's somewhere there. But it really depends on how we see it. It really depends on our idea of psychological time, our time perspective. What is your time perspective? What is the concept of psychological time that you have? And how is your psychological time getting in the way of your happiness? You know, how is your psychological time, concept of time, getting in the way of your happiness? Getting in the way of your joy? Getting in the way of your accomplishments? Getting in the way of being you? It's interesting. It's like events. Oh, I'm not going to go to that event. That's for children. Oh, yeah, that's a younger crowd. That's for a younger crowd. Really? Okay. I mean, it's like, do you want to go to the grave now, or are you okay with living still? I don't know. You decide. And then how young do you want to live? You know, how young do you want to live? Do you want to live at a young age? Or do you want to live old? It's really up to you. I've seen people in the same age act very different. They see time in very different ways. And the way that they see time and their time perspective is very different. And I've seen how people can really use their time to a really amazing way, getting so many things accomplished and so happy in that accomplishment. And then I've seen the other, where there's nothing happening, there's nothing going on, there's no work happening, and they're stalemate, they're stuck, and they feel stuck, and every day feels like a really, really long time. It feels excruciating. When we're really doing things, and we're engaged, and we're working on things, and we're really creating work, and we're doing these things that are so helpful, it's just so amazing the way that we can just jumpstart it. It's amazing how we can jumpstart it. How we can get to that level and jumpstart. And also how we can actually create that reality that we want and not live in the fear of that age. You know, like I was talking about pre-COVID, post-COVID, all was right. Oh, that was pre-COVID, man. Those were the days of milk and honey, pre-COVID, man. I mean, but seriously, like, how do we define time anymore? Does it make sense? Is it relevant? It's just not relevant. But it's also about your psychological concept of what this is. And how we can disconnect from that watch, from that Apple Watch, from your Rolex, from your phone clock, whatever. How we can disconnect, not for your meeting. I'm not saying everybody's going to miss their meetings and miss their meetings with their bosses and miss picking up their kids. We're not talking about that. But I'm talking about how do we disconnect from that when we're making choices about our life to better ourselves. So really, to take that off the table, just take it off the table. Because taking it off the table can really help us to make decisions based on what we want or love instead of what we are fearful of, instead of fear. I have a friend of mine right now that's trying to get back. He's going to try to go back to school and go back to law school. And he's in his late 40s. And different from him than other people, he doesn't care about that. He's going to do it if he can. But I know other people that have been younger than him. There's like, no way. I'm just too old. I can't do it. But those same people think about it every single day about what they didn't do, making it even more tough and challenging. So stay tuned. When I return, I'm going to be offering some more nuggets of wisdom, some thoughts, and some perspective to help you to kind of change some of these old thoughts and old ways of doing things, to better your life, to better your situation, and to make yourself happy, more joy-filled, and just doing what you want to do. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. You know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Time is an illusion. And I don't know about you, but recently I feel like one day seems like 1 minute, and that same day can feel like a year. And if you feel that way at any moment, you know that time is the illusion that we have. We're living by an illusion. We're living in an illusion. And I'm not saying for you not to make your meetings and not show up to work. I understand that's time's evilness. That's the evil side of time, right? We got to deal with that stuff. But we can disconnect from that. We can disconnect and make choices about our life that better ourselves by taking time, the clock, off the table and making decisions based on love and want instead of fear. We make decisions based on love and want instead of fear. And I know that many of you have made decisions based on fear. And those decisions that you made based on fear didn't really work out that well, did they? And those decisions that you made by fear are creating havoc in your life. And those decisions that are creating havoc in your life are making you question your life. And you don't want to make any more of those, do you? And so today we're talking about that, how to stop making decisions based on fear. It is never too late to go to school. It is never too late to get married. It is never too late to be happy. And think about it. I mean, if you want something, what is that? And why are you defining it by age? Why are you literally using that to sabotage your life? No more sabotage. No more sabotaging of your life. It's time to really think about this. Let's not sabotage our life. Let's focus on this. What way are you sabotaging your life based on time? Based on the clock. Arbitrary clock. I want you to analyze that. I want you to think about it. I want you to write about it. I want you to journal about it. And I want you to see in your day-to-day life how you make decisions based on your age. And you go, oh, my God, I'm too old to do that. That's never going to work. You know, they're too young for me. That's too young for me. That's too young of an organization for me. That's too much. That's 3 years. Oh, my God, I'll be this age in 3 years. Oh, my gosh, that's not going to work. Oh, my God. How many times are we doing that? How many times are we making decisions and judgments based on our age? Look at it. How young do you want to live? How young do you want to be? How young do you want to be? And how do you want to feel? Do you want to feel young? You want to feel old? You want to be young at heart and be young? And I really think that it's like we all bought into this bill of goods. And like I said earlier, disease is okay based on age. Think about how screwed up that is. If somebody has a disease and they're really young, everybody's, oh, God, that's horrible. But if somebody has a disease and they're older, oh, yeah, okay, well, that's about right. But what? What makes that okay? See, we've just been groomed to believe it. Just groomed to believe that, oh, you just keep getting older and older and eventually you die. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, we're all going to pass at some point to another realm, another dimension. But we can pass in different ways. I mean, many of us can do it the easy way. We can do it the hard way. But it's based on how we govern our life now and what we make decisions on. So start looking at that. How are you judging yourself based on age? How are you limiting yourself based on age? How are these things creating this sort of situation in your life? What are ways that you can change? What are ways that you can augment your perspective, your time perspective? How can you see things differently? How can you stop being ruled by your past? How do you augment your psychological time to see things in a certain perceived idea, to see things in different orders, to understand and to see things? Instead of judging that, how to begin to make that work for you? I think that this show hopefully has offered enough question that you can begin to question the things that we've bought into and at least begin to question it when it relates to you to see if you can open your eyes and open your mind to different things and new things that better you, that make you happier, healthier, wiser, and stop sabotaging your life based on arbitrary time and the arbitrary clock. If you haven't already, check out YouTube. Go to YouTube and put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. New video content out every week. New shorts out every day. New short videos out every day. As well as check us out on TikTok. You can check us out on TikTok as well as on Instagram. And on TikTok, it is Relationship Rescue. Relationship Rescue. Check it out. Let me know what you think about it. I'd love to hear from you. You can always go to the website, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. Click on that contact page and send me a message. I'll get back to you ASAP. New show coming up for you next week, and not only in the radio show, but also in podcast. And I would love to hear from you. You can always reach out. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Caletrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Caletrin consultants at Top Loss.